Bandwidth for this program is brought to you by CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com for more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Welcome to Avaya Evolutions, San Francisco. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're here live at Avaya Evolutions in Santa Clara, California, and we're sitting down with Brett Shockley, the CTO. Brett, thanks so much for sitting down with us today.
Hey, Fletch, it's great to be here today.
What a great event. I always love coming to the Evolutions events because they're really intimate settings, and you can have a lot of great conversations with customers.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we have an opportunity here to talk to, you know, over 1,000 customers. We're able to talk to our partners. We have some great keynote speakers we bring in from the outside, people like Buzz Aldrin at this event. And it's a great opportunity to have conversations about what's happening in our businesses, in our industry, in a number of different verticals. I had a great conversation with a healthcare provider over lunch. They're really on the leading edge of delivering video for telemedicine, and they're using RadVision to deliver it, and they have told us that it works better than any other technology on the planet that they've ever tried, including all of our major competitors, because of the way we focused on this virtualized conference room infrastructure and the ease with bringing lots of people in from different places on different devices.
That's a product that's got an incredible use case across a huge amount of industries. Public safety, one that I'm very much involved with, there's a tremendous use for that there. Scopia is really going to change the way that we communicate. And I think that drives, what's some of the questions that you hear the most from our customers on relevance?
Yeah, one of the big topics that we are talking about a lot and we're hearing from our customers and partners about is what I would call relevance. The reality is that our industry is changing at a very rapid pace. Mobile, video, cloud, big data analytics, the impact of consumer communication applications, they're driving what is expected from an enterprise experience. For the first time in our history, we have our employees telling us what device they're going to use at work, and we have our customers telling us how they're going to communicate with us. This changes the nature of our business and changes the nature of the conversations that we're having. What it really means is that we can't sort of focus on the traditional world of communications, but instead what we need to do is we need to think about the business outcomes that are going to come from improved communication, improved collaboration, leveraging what we're seeing work in the consumer world in the use of things like mobile and video. It means that we've got to deliver much better and more tailored experiences. You know, one of the things that I'm having a lot of fun talking to folks about is the customer journey and the ability to identify that customer from the first time you're prospecting with them all the way through the work that you're doing with them in acquiring the account, delivering the account, managing the account, and carrying it on through the life cycle to when they buy from you again. New technologies are being used to do that, and they're technologies that Avaya is very much a leader in. Things like data grid technology for big data analytics. We have an application called the Context Store that we've started to deliver into some of our larger customers that utilizes that technology. It's the same kind of technology that's being used in financial trading applications. You can imagine they've got to have very low latency, very large scale. And we're applying that same technology to the contact center. And one of the things that it does is it provides a real-time store of information about the customer, sort of a 360-degree view of that customer. And think about it like a cache. It could live for a minute, an hour, or a week. And all the different applications that are being used to interact with the customer are reading and writing their information to this context store. And what that does is it lets us tie all of those touch points together into one comprehensive experience, regardless of whether they email you today, instant message you tomorrow, or call you the day after that. So we're really tying all these things together. And what's exciting about it is that it's a different kind of conversation with the customer to achieve this. It's not about, do you want to upgrade your phone system? It's not about, you know, adding to sort of traditional technology speeds and feeds, features, etc. It's about business use cases. So you take a step back. you know, you talk to a healthcare provider about how can they do an effective job of delivering healthcare through a community outreach service. Things like telemedicine become key there. How do they deliver a specialist to someone who's got a chronic healthcare problem? You know, it's a single mother with, unfortunately, you might have a child with cancer. You start thinking about solving those kinds of problems and bringing our technology to the table to be able to solve those problems. It's a really different kind of conversation, and it's an opportunity for us to really change not only the business of our customer, but the relationship that they have with their customers. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to make the difference in their business success.
I think that's a really noble thought, and I think that's what's driving the change that I see. I've been in this industry for 2-3 decades. I've seen, you know, come and go, a lot of different things. I see this whole new Avaya emerging right now that just has been building and building and building, and it's just the time that it finally came out.
Absolutely. You know, we have been a leader in the unified communication and contact center space, the services that surround that, absolutely undisputed. Take a look at any analyst report. You know, we're in the upper right-hand corner of the quadrant, thought leader, we deliver. But as we really grow the company, we've got to think beyond that. Some of the core areas of strategy for us this year, rapid growth in applications, both in terms of delivering end applications to customers that support the kinds of things I was just talking about, as well as the tools for people to create their own applications. So the work we're doing with collaboration environment as an example, that allows ISVs, VARs, our customers, developers, to quickly create very meaningful applications that are connected directly to the infrastructure associated with Avaya Aura. So you've got this ability to create scalable applications without really having to understand a lot about communications. You know, if you're someone who's recently out of school and you've got some great web programming skills, you're going to be able to step right into it and be able to do that. And if you think about why does that matter? Well, in our industry, forever we've had this challenge that if you want to program with our products or any of our competitors, to be honest, using technologies like CTI, it requires some very specialized and unique tools to be able to do that, and it's complex. And as a result, you know, 3 kids out of college can't go start a company and start selling to large enterprise customers. You know, they've got to basically go buy $500,000 worth of equipment. They've got to train themselves on new things that they didn't learn in school. They have to hire some salespeople that are going to convince our salespeople they're worthy of being introduced to our enterprise accounts. A lot of barriers to growth as compared to the web world, for example, or the app world on mobile devices, where a couple of guys can go create some amazing new application and they can get it distributed in a frictionless way. Well, you think about something like collaboration environment, and now we've got a world, especially where we've got these cloud-based collaboratories, sandboxes in the sky, if you will, where small groups of developers can come together, they can create applications that are meaningful in a business sense and not worry so much about the underlying technology infrastructure. And because they can create them in the cloud-based collaboratory, they don't have to go buy that $500,000 worth of equipment to get started in writing applications. And because the cloud provides a way for us to allow people to try new things, test new things, it's much easier for us to connect that developer that created some cool new small application with a large enterprise, for example, or a mid-market enterprise that needs an application like that. And the technology allows you to string applications together. So this group creates one application, this other group creates another, we string them together, and now we're doing something totally different and very meaningful. So you imagine bringing together workflow, SMS and text, notification of people, video, all these things that are powerful collaboration tools, but in the past you sort of had to be really specialized to do it. Now we're putting it into the hands of not just thousands, but literally hundreds of thousands of developers potentially.
So you're taking the collaboratory and you're changing BYOD from bring your own device to build your own device.
Absolutely.
And I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's
really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just another example of the innovation that Avaya brings to it that, quite frankly, makes me proud to be an Avaya employee. So, you know, as our technology leader, you know, thank you. It's incredible vision and strategy.
Thanks, Fletch. It's great to be here today. Very excited to go talk to some more customers. So I'm going to head out and see what we can make happen.
Fantastic. We're at Avaya Evolutions in Santa Clara, and we're talking with Brett Shockley, who's our CTO. Thanks for sitting down.
Thanks, Fletcher.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyright 2014 by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.